We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hoş geldiniz, compassionate viewers. Hoş geldiniz means welcome in Turkish, a language spoken by around 70 million people, mainly in Turkey. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. With satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 80 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Adea, channel 37 on Etablissement Arsena.
In Brazil, in Salgum Salo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Bogota, Colombia. In Bellavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, channel 16 on Parabórica Bellavista. In Villamayor, in Eladaños, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, channel 81 on División Vision. In Constanza, channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Vision. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasa.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinglun County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, OLAC of Vietnam meets her Millennium Development Goals several years in advance. In technology news, mobile phone companies help Sudanese connect with their missing loved ones. In veg news, an American plant-based chef creates a delicious organic gelato. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 10th, is the Independence Day of Fiji, observing its autonomy gained in 1970. This tropical South Pacific nation, which consists of over 300 islands, is known for its natural gorgeous scenery. The Sigatoka Sand Dunes National Park has dunes that have been forming over millions of years. Fiji is also recognized as the soft coral capital of the world for these amazing marine species located in surrounding waters. Famous Fiji-born individuals include Mr. Cassius Khan, who was the planet's only known Indian classical musician to play tabla and sing ghazal simultaneously. May the kind people of Fiji enjoy a festive Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Storm takes lives in Paraguay. A powerful storm packed with heavy winds and hail swept central and southern parts of the Latin American nation early on Thursday, October 7th, claiming at least two lives. Hundreds of homes were damaged and trees and power lines downed, with 400 electricity poles and 30 transformers destroyed across the country. Furthermore, in the southern Misiones province, neighboring Argentina, toppled high-tension towers damaged many roofs. Crews in the capital, Asunción, and nearby cities without power worked to clear the streets and restore electricity to area residents. Aid is also reportedly being provided to the affected people, especially in the worst-hit southern areas.
Expressing her heartfelt prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked our nearby association members, please check with Paraguayan officials to see if more help is needed. Saying that funds of $10,000 would be available for emergency aid, she also requested that they go if possible to render assistance to the worst afflicted, especially to the families who lost loved ones and the lonely victims without help. The donated amount could acquire approximately $113,000 in items purchased in the United States based on Paraguay's cost of living. Our appreciation for the swift mobilization of personnel to ease the situation of affected residents, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving assistance.
May such weather intensities be minimized as humanity's more eco-conscious ways help ensure our planetary equilibrium.
Tonga, Iran, China, Peru, Ecuador, US, and Indonesia rocked by earthquakes. On Thursday morning, October 7th, the South Pacific island nation of Tonga was shaken by a 5.7 magnitude tremor centered 90 kilometers north of Niafu. On the same day, a quake measuring 4.2 on the Richter scale hit the middle eastern nation of Iran, shaking the central town of Tabaz and Yazd province. Also on Thursday, northwest China's Qinghai province experienced a shallow 4.4 magnitude quake which hit Golmud City of the Haixi Mongol and Tibetan Autonomous Prefecture.
That same day in Latin America, earthquakes measuring 4.0 and 4.2 on the Richter scale struck on the Peru-Ecuador border. Late in the evening, another two quakes struck the Andrianoff Islands off the U.S. coast of Alaska, these measuring 6.1 and 6.4 in magnitude. On Friday, a powerful 6.3 magnitude tremor jolted Ternate in eastern Indonesia's North Maluku province. Fortunately, no damages or injuries were reported for any of these events. Our grateful thanks to the heavens for the safety of all residents as we pray that such distressing situations are soon eliminated through our striving to adopt gentler, eco-stabilizing lifestyles.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Former U.S. President brings encouragement to Haiti.
42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, who is currently co-chair of the Interim Haiti Recovery Commission, or IHRC, overseeing Haiti's reconstruction, visited Port-au-Prince this past week to meet with residents still displaced by the devastating January quake.
As he endured sweltering heat and mosquitoes alongside the 55,000 Haitians living at a major tent community, Mr. Clinton listened as they spoke of their needs, especially for jobs, housing, and education. While there, he personally donated $500,000 for the continued operation of the tent community, which is being managed by Hollywood actor Sean Penn through his JP Haitian Relief Organization. Mr. Clinton also promised that long-awaited aid from the United States would be delivered in the coming days.
Later, he returned with the IHRC co-chair and Haitian Prime Minister Jean-Max Balarive to announce that $777 million in funding from international donors had been approved by the IHRC for education, business, further cleanup, and other projects. Our heartfelt appreciation, Mr. Sean Penn, former U.S. President Bill Clinton, United States, Interim Haiti Recovery Commission, and all donor nations. And heaven bless your generous spirits that bring hope and betterment to the gentle people of Haiti.
Wishing all residents of the beautiful island nation a swift return to stable and fulfilling day-to-day lives.
North Korea's successor officially announced. A senior North Korean official, ruling party member Yang Hyung-sup, gave the first public confirmation that North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il's youngest son, newly appointed General Kim Jong-un, will succeed his father as leader of North Korea. Mr. Yang stated, "Our people are blessed with great leaders from generation to generation. We are honored to serve the great president Kim Il-sung and the great leader Kim Jong-il. Now we also have the honor of serving young General Kim Jong-un. Our respectful congratulations, General Kim Jong-un, for your announced appointment, as we also send our best wishes for North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il's continued good health to lead the nation toward abundant prosperity and peace."
U.S. Natural Foods Market helps promote vegan documentary. The national supermarket chain Whole Foods has partnered with a new documentary that describes the health problems faced by many Americans, as it highlights the solution provided by the plant-based diet. Advanced screening events for the film, Forks Over Knives, are being held in stores across the United States throughout the month of October. The film seeks to show how medical ailments such as diabetes, heart disease, and cancer can be prevented and even reversed through wholesome vegan fare. Patients are followed on this restorative path of eating, which has been medically advised by esteemed U.S. vegan doctors T. Colin Campbell and Caldwell Esselstein. Chief Executive Officer of Whole Foods, John Mackey, himself a meat-free advocate, is a proud supporter of the film and speaks openly about the multi-benefits of the vegan diet. A big round of applause for this grand initiative, Whole Foods and Forks Over Knives. May more and more people realize the multifold benefits of the health and the planet-renewing vegan lifestyle.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.supremastertv.com/be-veg.
Bionic exoskeleton brings paralysis patients newfound freedom. On Thursday, October 7th, a new technology to assist paraplegics was unveiled by U.S. company Berkeley Bionics. The E-Legs, or Exoskeleton Lower Extremity Gait System, is battery-powered and operates with the aid of artificial intelligence that responds to the user's arm movements in sending signals to a backpack computer that then provides movements for the exoskeleton legs.
University of California Berkeley professor and Berkeley Bionics founder Hamid Kazaruni explained that the machine is actually moving the person's body. Paraplegic Amanda Boxtel, who has logged 20 hours on E-Legs so far, spoke with elation as she said, "I'm living my dream. This is truly going to revolutionize mobility options for people in wheelchairs from this day forward." Berkeley Bionics plans to make e-legs available to U.S. rehabilitation clinics next year, with the hope that it can eventually be distributed for paralysis patients worldwide to be able to stand and walk upright.
Our heartfelt applause and thanks, Professor Kazaruni and Berkeley Bionics, for this remarkable innovation. Wishing you much success in bringing the enriching joy of movement to the lives of many.
Students freed in Indian Kashmir. 50 students detained during rallies in Kashmir this past summer were granted amnesty and released on Wednesday, October 6th. The Indian government states this gesture is part of a larger effort to ease tension in the region, with another conciliatory action being to remove 16 military bunkers in Srinagar, the capital of Jammu and Kashmir state. We are glad to know of the students' freedom and send our appreciation for India's steps to bring peace to the Kashmir region. Wishing the 50 youths many warm reunions with loving family and friends.
Save our planet. Groundwater being depleted at an accelerating rate. A new study from the Netherlands underscores the urgency of water as a global issue. Professor Mark Bjerkens and a team at Utrecht University evaluated underground water as a source and found that its depletion rate has more than doubled between 1960 and 2000, with aquifers losing almost 70 cubic miles of water per year.
For most aquifers, such an extraction rate far exceeds their ability to replenish. With total groundwater quantities being unknown, scientists are unable to say exactly when the global supply would be exhausted. However, the matter could be critical in countries like the United States, where groundwater supplies 95% of the country's needs. In the Midwest, for example, the 800-mile-long Ogallala Aquifer provides 8 Midwestern states with drinking water and irrigates 1/5 of the nation's farmlands. Yet it is being drained at a rate that some experts say will cause it to run dry in as little as 25 years.
Moreover, the researchers found that 70-80% of the water is being used by agriculture, with much of it consumed through the production of foods or other items. According to the Stockholm International Water Institute, the most significant use of agriculture water is through meat production, with animal-based diets consuming vastly more than their vegetarian counterparts. Experts have also found meat consumption to be one of the major causes of global warming.
In an interview with Supreme Master Television, British Member of Parliament Mr. Virendra Sharma highlighted the need to adjust our diet to address climate change and improve public health.
Meat production uses much more water than growing vegetables. Do you think lifestyle changes like eating less meat are important to saving energy and water?
For both points, health first, that it is important as it is scientific proof, all the health experts or the specialists, all the campaigning bodies also indicates that it is true that vegan can help in reducing the health diseases. I do firmly believe in that and I support that. And I feel it that yes, eating less meat will help in reducing and the carbon footprints, reducing use of water.
We thank Professor Bjerkens and colleagues at Utrecht University for highlighting the urgent depletion of precious groundwater supplies, and Parliament Member Sharma for reaffirming the value of the plant-based diet for conserving resources as well as our own well-being. May we act swiftly and wisely to ensure a safe, plentiful future for humans and animals alike.
Hi, I'm Virendra Sharma, Member of Parliament for Ealing, Southall, United Kingdom. You are watching Supreme Master Television. Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai has often explained why a meat-free diet is a priority today in protecting the Earth's drinking water supplies, as in this October 2009 video conference in Formosa or Taiwan.
We tell people to do organic farming, how to conserve rainwater, groundwater, and conserve land, planting trees to attract rain, etc. In the Alwar district of Rajasthan, India, one Indian village was able to guide the water enough that it brought back to life five flowing rivers that had been dead before, been dried up before, due to withdrawing too much water. We could learn from them as well. But even these water losses, pale in comparison to the incredible amount of water that it wasted for animal production. It takes approximately 4,664 liters of water to produce just one serving of beef. But an entire vegan meal can be produced with only 371 liters of water. The livestock sector is probably the world's biggest source of water pollution as well. Water means everything to our existence. We must conserve the water. We must do everything we can. And the first step to begin is to be vegan.
Save Our Planet, new book by Prince of Wales, affirms commitment to the environment. Authored by His Royal Highness Prince Charles, the recently released Harmony highlights his unfailing dedication to the role of defender of nature. Throughout the volume, Prince Charles upholds the theme that true sustainability requires a fundamental shift of perception and widening of focus so that, as he states, we understand again that we have a sacred duty of stewardship of the natural order of things. Beautifully embossed in gold on the jacket and filled with color photographs, the contents bring clarity and passion to understanding the urgent state of the environment, as well as related themes such as architecture and spirituality. In a television documentary that accompanies the book, Prince Charles states, "I can only somehow imagine that I find myself being born into this position for a purpose." His Royal Highness has waived proceeds from the book, with royalties going to his charitable foundation. Our heartfelt congratulations, Your Royal Highness, on your new book. May your eloquent and caring expression bring inspiration to readers across the globe in adopting sustainable lifestyles that safeguard life on our planet.
Save Our Planet. U.S. President Barack Obama announced support for efforts to develop clean energy technologies like wind and solar, which would also boost the economy by creating hundreds and thousands of jobs.
Save Our Planet, an eco-city in the design stages outside Tianjin, China, is among dozens the government is planning in collaboration with Singapore and other foreign investors to create advanced, green, ultra-sustainable urban regions for the quickly expanding nation.
Save Our Planet. Scientists in India studying the cat-like mammal known as the civet find to their surprise that this tree-dwelling animal is not carnivorous as previously believed, but in fact consumes 97% fruits and seeds.
I'm Rigo the Red Deer, and this is my sweet son Dindi.
We're following a healthy plant-based diet.
Today, we have an earth-loving tip.
Green events in your area can be a lot of fun to attend. You can also invite your friends to accompany you.
It's a great way to find out about organic vegan food and other energy-saving ideas.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
Thank you.
In humanitarian news, Olaco Vietnam achieves her Millennium Development Goals, or MDG, 10 years in advance. The nation has reduced poverty rates from 60% of the population in 1993 to 10% today. This was accomplished with the help of the local government and population and the international community. Our heartfelt congratulations, Olaco Vietnam, on your laudable progress. May your peace-loving citizens thrive in abundance and contentment on a balanced planet.
In technology news, a mobile phones project is initiated to help bring families together. Multinational cell phone companies MTN or Mobile Telephone Networks and Sony Ericsson have joined to offer free cell phones to Sudanese living in a number of camps in Uganda. The recipients will be able to enter their personal information with the hope of reuniting with missing relatives. The program, which is organized by the international nonprofit Refugees United, will be carried out in Uganda, Kenya, and Sudan within 2010. It is also envisioned that it can later serve refugee populations in other countries. Our sincere appreciation, Refugees United, MTN, and Sony Ericsson, for your caring endeavor. May this technology enable many families to be reconnected with cherished ones with heaven's abundant blessings. Up next on Noteworthy News, an American vegan couple offer delectable gourmet food preparation classes. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. Stay tuned for more significant news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, forward-thinking news for an advancing world. In Veg News, a plant-based chef creates an organic gelato. Dr. Barry Schenker of San Francisco, California, USA, is using fresh, organic, locally sourced ingredients in his own brand of vegan gelatos. Every quart, or 0.95 liters, of the delicious dessert, which he has named Genuto, contains up to a pound, or 0.45 kilograms, of fruit and large amounts of tree nuts. Dr. Schenker and his wife, Dr. Diana Redman, both dedicated vegans, host a monthly animal-free cooking event at Berkeley's Hillside Club. It features 7-course organic delectable meals and is attended by a wide range of enthusiastic food connoisseurs. Bravo, Dr. Barry Schenker, on your new and exciting organic Genuto. We are eager to try it. Also, our warmest gratitude on your and Dr. Diana Redman's compassionate gourmet cooking classes. May all people realize how scrumptious, healthful, and fun it is to go the earth-saving vegan way.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Time for some lighthearted humor with joke of the day told in Croatian entitled A Profession.
Profesija je nešto što učite godinama, a onda radite ostatak svog života pokušavajući zaraditi dovoljno novca da izađete iz nje.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on an urgent message from Supreme Master Ching Hai, delivered at a global warming conference with government leaders and dignitaries in Veracruz, Mexico in June 2009. Supreme Master Ching Hai, the honored guest speaker via video, offered a simple yet sure solution to our pressing situation, the organic vegan diet.
Please share this program on forward emails, Facebook, and other sources that you can. Show it to all of your friends. I can't wait to see the view numbers increasing to be at least 10 million. Pun Thanaja.
I agree to all. All humans should be vegan. Wei from Singapore.
Lo que hacemos a los demás animales, nos lo hacemos a nosotros mismos. Zenik, España.
Earth-loving Pantanaya, Wei, and Zenik, thank you for your heartfelt messages. We also pray that all world citizens heed the urgent message of Supreme Master Qinghai, the United Nations, and numerous esteemed scientists of the absolute necessity for us to transition to a vegan diet if we are to save the planet with Godspeed.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Allah Salamat Etsin, which means God bless in Turkish.
May your days be graced with joy and compassion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The One Sky, One World International Kite Fly for Peace event is launched in locations throughout more than 35 countries to promote peace and understanding between nations through the uniting symbolism of the kite.
The European Union Court of Justice rules that working fathers in Spain have rights similar to the mother and are able to leave work up to twice a day for a total of an hour or to shorten their workday by 30 minutes for the first 9 months after the baby's birth.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai opens the first session of the 70-member Supreme Peace Council, which comprises a broad spectrum of civil society to engage Taliban group members in diplomatic negotiations for renewal of national harmony.
The Shawnee College Foundation Board in Illinois, USA, is working to reopen an empty 52-room dormitory on the college campus to provide housing for over 100 veterans without homes.
To assist Pakistan with post-flood recovery, the European Union waives import duties on approximately 75% of its products, which is expected to boost the country's revenues by around 100 million euros.
Mrs. Terry Blair, wife of former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, is partnering with U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in a project that hopes to provide mobile phones to 150 million women in less fortunate countries over the next 3 years.
During a conference to encourage inter-ethnic dialogue, Turkish ambassador to Kyrgyzstan, Nefat Aksal, affirms his country's commitment to help ethnic groups in southern Kyrgyzstan reconcile.
The government of Maryland, USA, is the first to allow for-profit business to register as a new class of benefits corporation, enabling them to encourage and participate in activities that assist a wider public.
Swiss ambassador to Kosovo, Lukas Beglinger, and Kosovar foreign minister, Skender Hisseini, signed technical, financial, and humanitarian aid agreements to support political, economic, and social reforms.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.